This is Marvin, Marvin DVD. Now it's time for the world to see how creative my mind can be. See, y'all think I'm joking, but this is like me. See, y'all think I'm a real gangster. I'm gonna tell y'all how gangsters really is. So dig this, dig this, dig this. The game is fast, it's just a start, but your life won't last. You gotta have a heart to play this part, but if you wanna live long, well, you better stay far, far away from the game as you possibly begin. Because you can't play the gangster game on end, because I'm taking bottles of bars and put them in my suitcase, a desperate jar, and ride around in my Seville. It's like a nightmare, but my life is real. And then I just the bottle off, and on the way back, I get a call for the ball, so I pick up the sailor's phone. He said, where you headed? I said, I'm headed on. He said, but I want you to make a stop here first, because I wanna pay up for all the good work. So I make the stop to beat the Mountain G, and then the other about 3 kings. Then I handle out the door, jump in my Seville, and put the fella to the floor, burning out plenty of rubber. And the next destination was headed to the gutter, and kick off a couple of keys. That's right, I said the last one for me, just to have a couple of fun, and have a party, and invite everyone, only if the night that goes right, I can't see through the picture, so I'm holding tight, if I have to get in a fight before the end of the night, without a doubt, in my mind, I'm gonna take them out, cause that's what a gangster is, and that's the way I really feel, why I call myself a gangster, you ask me, because I live myself in pain and misery. So check this out, this verse here, it's like this. Business was booming, the night was still young. In my mind, I could hear the party going on until a couple of brothers stepped up on the scene, stepped up on the pussy, just asked for me. Now I heard them wait in the kitchen, grab a two-piece, then I kept on listening. But they never spoke another word. I knew one thing, that they come here for research. So I kept on drinking my fifth for Crown Royal, feeling like a big drunk king of a lord. Until a couple of my boys, and they say lots more. He can see I'm approaching with his binoculars. So I knew it was time for us to throw down. So I drove and flew the bus all the night flat, with all your night vision fucked up abandoned. I knew it was time for us to do lots of damage. The one in the front knocked down the door. After him came lots and lots of more started burn. And then we fell on the floor, rolled around like a drill. So we know we had to do just a little adjustment to break things down and stop screwing around. So I took the fifth and smacked one in his lip, while the blood rolled straight down to his hip. And then I stuck him in the naked thing in his head, watch him fall and make sure that he was dead. And then you can call me kind of schizophrenic, but brother, that's my life and don't you get in it. And after I made sure that he was dead, I wiped the blood off with the fans of his leg. And then I let go of the wild, even though I knew there was human being killer. Now it's time for them to breathe in the face. So I pulled a pin of Allen Renee. Then I pulled a brother's up and then I drove away. Now I was never one hell of a gangster today. You think I trade my lifestyle to come president? See my lifestyle, see president out of state. See my lifestyle, see that was in my blood. That's what I love. You wanna know why I call myself a gangster? Why I call myself a gangster, you ask me? Because I live myself in pain.